Call to order, please. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here.
This is the August 27th, 2020 Ventnor City Commission meeting. Pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act, applicant notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. We don't have any presentations this evening, but just a couple of announcements. First, our concert for Saturday evening has been moved to Sunday evening. These are the concert series behind the library. Because of the impending weather, remnants of Hurricane Laura, we'll be passing through our region on Saturday. We're going to move the concert to Sunday with the food trucks and crafters be there about 5 o'clock starting up with the Flynns, an Irish band, playing at 6, and the Burnsiders, a reggae band, with a recurring appearance at 8 a.m. Also like to make a statement from the heart, really. A friend, elected official from Brigantine, passed away this past week, Andy Simpson. He's battled an illness for a long time, for several months. He passed away on Monday morning. He was elected as mayor in 2019 after a term as deputy mayor under Phil Gunther, and became, after he was deputy mayor under Phil Gunther. Andy was certainly will be missed, and his family and many friends and residents of Brigantine. He was a developer, businessman, community volunteer for many years on the island. He's a tough businessman, also had a huge heart. He helped many residents of Brigantine without looking for acknowledgement. I met Andy many years ago. I lived on the island. Enjoyed his dry humor, his ability to look at a situation from a different perspective. Ed and I talked about that just this week. He will be missed by many, and I would ask for a moment of silence in his memory. Thank you. Thank you. You'll be missed, Andy. Okay. We don't have any department heads, but we have our capital discussion tonight. We're going to do that first, right? We're going to go into that during discussion, our workshop, correct? So who wants to start?
Want me to start? Oh,
ready, yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to go over the existing projects that we have and what's completed, what's not completed. And basically what we have is there are certain projects that are completed and there's funds left in them. What I would like to do is cancel those balances and reappropriate them for our new debt, so we don't have to issue debt for that. And approximately I have about $1.2 million I can cancel and reappropriate. The budget sheets that I sent over to you, second sheets I sent over with the old ordinances on them, they have the projects that we are going to keep, which the majority is like the beach replenishment, we have to keep. Some of the older ordinances that when I spoke to Ed Stinson that we're going to keep, and but some balances he said that we can cancel and reappropriate. The department heads themselves get to give you a better idea as far as ongoing projects. There's certain projects that are still ongoing as far as equipment, road repairs, and things like that, that we're always going to be going, and I'm not going to explain those. But for instance, the firehouse number 2 is totally done, no, that's obsolete, but there's still $1 million left. I'm going to reappropriate that.
Okay.
Now, are there any projects you need to put on the screen?
No, we're good.
No, we're fine for now.
Okay. You pull me up.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
So that's a rebalance.
And we can kind of reprioritize as well.
I mean, there's some balances in here since the early 2000s, like the 90s. That I would like to cancel and reappropriate.
Yeah.
So, but that way we don't have to.
You've been doing that since you got here.
Yeah. So that way we don't have to fund it though.
Right.
You know, and
agreed.
We don't have to have that new debt.
Right.
For this debt.
Part copy of what he gave you.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
And I also have, this is after consultation to Leon Costello, I met with him on Monday, and we went over all these instances with the existing debt and the new debt that we're gonna, I'm gonna propose here today. I have all the requests from the departments as far as what new projects they are interested in moving forward with. That would be Excel spreadsheet I handed to everyone. With this existing plan right now, again, after consultation with Leon, this would be a zero tax increase for any of these, for the total items. I even have a couple, I have room to spare, is what I'm saying. Which will not increase it. After speaking with Leon, he told me that for every $92,000, for every $1 million of debt, it would be a $92,000 increase in the next year. But that is offset by what we have in reserve and things like that, so it would be a net. I would have to go up to almost $8 million to see a tax increase. And this, what I'm requesting here is like $4.3 million. For next year, in ordinance. For this year, set up for next year.
Right.
The items that are listed are, I got from each department, police, public works, fire department, and beach patrol. They're all listed there. And the total, the request is $5.8 million. However, remember I'm offsetting the $1.2 million, so it would only be $4.5 million actually going out to debt. There's also a 5% down payment requirement of $226,000, but we have $600,000 in capital improvement fund as it is. I'd only be using almost a third of that for the down payment. This excludes any grants that we get. This is not including any grants. So this would be the debt without any grants. Anything with, as far as NGF DOT is concerned, is factored into this. This is strictly just what we would use to go out with projects. Also with grants, a lot of them are self-liquidating, meaning that if we get $300,000 for a DOT grant and we only spend $280,000, again, I don't have to raise any money funds for that.
Okay.
That's really what I have to talk about as far as capital goes. If there's any questions or anything you want me to go over, so more than happy to do it. The utility capital as well. That, again, I still have room to spare for when I was Leon. That would not affect anything as far as utility goes. As far as the debt that we have already issued. We do have some big debt is coming off, school debt that's coming off at the end of 2020.
Okay.
Which does free up some gives us some room as well. And that's another reason why there's no tax increase if you have debt coming off. The one thing we all want me to go over with you is in utility is contemplation of the rate of a rate increase. That last year we took $1 million out of fund balance in our utility. Said that's starting to replenish now, and we have the utility rates haven't been modified since 2015. And he said every 3 or 4 years you go to evaluate. gave me his suggestions, and I forwarded that to you. Something to consider for another meeting, but it had nothing really related to capital for debt, but it's something that should, needs to be addressed now. Also, if it's done now, that, and we can get it in by the end of the year, that will be less pain than next year. So, that's on the utility side. But, as I said, I gave you what we see is necessary. And also, remember to keep taxes down. We're using utility money to pay the current fund.
Right.
And that's where, that's why I started to plan this as far as the fund balance is going.
Do you have any suggestions about?
Yes, he did, and I gave that to you.
It's in there?
Yes, it's in there. It was in the letter that I sent with capital. What he's requesting to make up the difference. And, you know, like I said, we gave like $400,000 to the current fund. You know,
that's funding positions that are shared with utilities.
No, this is just revenue that we're giving surplus from utility into as a contribution to the current fund. You know, that increased the, it was like $200,000 a year ago, and not like $400,000. So, again, that keeps the taxes down, but, and utilities, fine the way it is, but it's taking the pain of that.
Right.
And it's been 5 years since that's gone.
Almost a non-new share.
Okay. Exactly. That not, it's not plans, it's plans. So.
Okay. And when, and just to clarify, when you say your tax, you're talking about a specific section of the bond, not overall, that shows out.
Right, I mean, I'm just talking about the issue is the debt will not affect the tax.
Right. Yeah, I just want to clarify that.
Right, because of debt coming along.
There's other things that may or may not, but.
Yes.
The issue is debt.
Yes, unforeseen things on projects that are
right.
Within the current, I can't account for. You know, one thing I will say, the revenues are excellent now, so
right.
That's going to hopefully not keep us, lack of revenue is not going to make us increase elsewhere or fund balance.
Excellent comparison to previous years.
Right, excellent, because yes, it's better than it was. Yeah, the last 2 years has been going up.
Good.
I'm talking about other miscellaneous revenue other than taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a report from our peer in the beach badges that have shown an increase per year.
Right, it increased every year since 2015.
Right.
And we budgeted like 206,000. We overseed that 300.
Yeah, 313
as of today. That number is, and in addition to your same thing, we exceed the budget.
To a lesser degree, but still.
Right, but it's over, anything that's over the amount we budget goes to surplus, which is good.
Yeah.
And that's available for the budget next year.
Right. What's odd, you know, it's like funny, but odd to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And the period is open until the end of June.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're $1,000 ahead of what we did all of last year.
Right. Mm-hmm. It may speak to the fact that there's just not much to do in
true.
The country.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's
but yeah.
Behind that building.
Yeah, it might be that. Yeah.
It's certainly drawing more attention.
Yeah.
Okay. But so what I would just ask is commissioners to do is just look at your tip for the utility rates and the items that were listed in capital, then I would do an ordinance to issue these projects for your approval and get that done for that.
Okay.
Any projects that she is unnecessary, you know, that's what you tell me and I will eliminate it. Or anything that you suggest that we'd like to see. I know that Ed from the preliminary bond, he got new figures in today on beach replenishment. So that would have to be modified as well.
Yeah. Part of that, you saw my email earlier today, where I think the reason why it's so much higher this year is because when they did previously, they covered the amount of sand being put in to rebuild the dunes and a lot of the erosion between, I'll say, Richards and our Margate border. Now, well, this year, we have to pay for that.
As a share.
Right, as a share, right.
Another item that I was thinking about putting in is, again, all this would not change radically, not eliminate something to make up the difference, is, and I said this to you, was there's a fleet management program for our vehicles, where we don't, it automatically will know when to renew the vehicle, and we'll have a company that will help you manage that, instead of piecemealing it, coming to an outline.
Now, is that all of our vehicles, all through all PD, fire department?
Yes.
Not the engines and things like that, or not?
The staff cars?
Staff, yes. And then the public works trucks?
Not apparatus. Right. So like, instead of...
Oh, pretend, got a new word, is to use apparatus, they're...
They're saying...
Nicely done.
I'm impressed.
But this would eliminate a lot of the, you know, we have a concrete plan when to retire vehicles, when to, and we actually...
Usually when the wheels fall off is when we shut them down to public works.
Right.
Or the service point they transfer to public. Jump one of our... We bolt them back on, put a coat of paint on them and reuse them for another 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's the ambulance, right?
It looks, the city does, it seemingly is, we have some DEF vehicles, we get maximum value out of our vehicles.
No question.
But the problem is sometimes you reach the point where the repairs are not worth the vehicle anymore. And that's where that program comes into play.
Right, so like after 4 or 5 years, we can return the vehicle, get another vehicle.
Right.
If we're disciplined. You know, so instead of beating the ground, we have a new vehicle set up, and we get some value out of the car, or returning in.
Okay.
So that it's a idea and plan. I wanted to bring it to everybody first before acting on it or anything like that. I just want to make sure that you're aware that it exists. Atlantic County uses this company with the giving proposal, the county government, and Pinckney County doesn't use them.
Okay.
So obviously our fleet's a lot smaller than theirs, but it's the same principle applies.
In the documentation you gave me, and I haven't had a chance to review it yet.
Yes.
Does it show a cost benefit analysis?
Yes.
So it shows we can save money by doing this.
About approximately $267,000.
A year?
I think through the life.
Okay.
But
so that's
yeah.
But on top of that, it sounds like there's the payment involved.
My main also being included in that?
But yeah, they would do any of the maintenance.
So from my point of view, we have such a, we're always chasing down those minor oil changes, flats, light bulbs, and headlights, things like that. You take that off of the primary, and leave our staff the primary tasks, not just as a maintenance.
Right.
Benefit for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And we can spend our time on the equipment we have, the apparatus that comes with
that. Yeah, right.
To steal a phrase from Mr. Creed.
Yeah, right. And they
That's just.
I am.
Also, they would they come to the normal council meeting, commission meeting, and present to you.
I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Beth, you okay with that?
Yes. Matter of fact, but that program works very well because I get it. I mean, I did actually go up and ask to make sure we were good. They let us know from my individual department when maintenance is due, things like that, and registration. So it does work very well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
In regards to the ordinance for new capital, when would you like to do that so that they know, their timetable for review?
Well, I'll make it up anytime. That's just a template for them to see.
Yeah. When do you think?
I'd like to do it this year. 2 meetings and then,
Like the fall or?
Yeah, I would like to do it September, October.
Maybe we could do it the second meeting in September and then in October.
Give you a little time.
Give us a little time to go through, there's a lot of things to go through on those, and really just getting the last day.
Right, I said, this is just an introduction to it, it's not the decision.
Renee, I don't want to put you on the spot, is there, can you give us an update over the top, you know, very high-level update on what we've done from the previous bond? You have a listing of that, can you give it to us next week or something?
Just, Commissioner, I can give you right off the top of my head where we stand on most things, but a more detailed report I can provide.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice to see what we've completed.
Right.
Out of the previous bond and capital improvements, and then know what we got coming forward. That would be helpful, I think.
So basically, the bonds we're working on right now are the 2017 bonds.
Right.
Appropriations that were approved, and most of them were picking our way through those projects. So on that list that I provided today, the capital update, you'll see a fair amount of projects that have been completed that come from those 2017 bond ordinances, and we're still working our way through. So I think roughly on the numbers, what it's spent, we're not quite halfway through the amount that was authorized. But some of that, at least $1 million, if it's $1.2 million, I think Al's proposing to reappropriate.
Right, from the firehouse.
So we would be about halfway through that with those series of ordinances. The earlier ordinances that Al referred to, there are some balances, small balances generally, to projects that have been completed. But we have, with Al, been working and picking some of those small balances to fund projects that were not anticipated, even in the 2017 ordinances that have popped up. So we've been picking our way through some of those small balances. There's other ordinances that the projects have been completed.
Excuse me. Commissioner Langer?
Yes.
I came here and I met with the can we go up to the microphone?
Thank you.
Thanks.
We were set up to do that. I should have asked them to do that. That's my fault.
Thank you, Mayor. Sorry about that. So the projects that we're working on currently are mostly funded by the 2017 bond ordinances. And I provided a report today that updates on most of those projects, some of which have been completed. A lot are in the construction phase right now, and there's a few that are about to go out to bid. There are other bond ordinances that have balances that are older, and some of those, actually all of those, the authorized projects have been completed, and there are some that we are working with Al and recommending to reappropriate those balances. There's other small balances that we're asking to remain so that we can use as the need arises for those authorized purposes. For example, in the utility units, we have several bonds that have authorized purchasing of meters, purchasing of fire hydrants, water main improvements, or sanitary sewer main improvements. There's projects that have been completed, but there are balances, and we use them all the time to fund surprises that come up that need to be addressed. But I can give you a more detailed report on the status of the 17 projects.
I think this does it. I think what you gave tonight kind of does that.
Okay.
It was kind of leading into this, that's what I was thinking.
Ed and Al did go through every account,
yep,
every project. There's
right.
A copy of that here.
Yes.
Okay.
Identify the detail.
I can see how small that text is. I'm not going to be able to read that.
Yeah, well, it looks worse than it is. Hold on, detail what he wants to have.
Abbreviated budget amount status.
Right, yeah, so it's just been on.
Yeah. Yeah, I have this.
Yeah, and just so you know, like, if you look at the middle number of the account numbers, that represents the year.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at the number.
I think I noticed that, yes.
Yeah, CO4.
Yep.
It's general capital, and the next number is the year from the ordinance.
Got you.
Right.
O200 is 2000.
Two.
Right.
I said, to show you an idea how quick what we're talking about.
Okay.
And certainly until it's CO6 and more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ed, did you have anything else you need to talk about? Ernie, do you have anything besides what Ed mentioned? You're here for something else.
No, pretty much everything he said is about capital we're talking about.
Okay, good. Chief, you have anything?
Well, I have for the mayor this. Utilizing the paperwork and the template that I was given by Mr. Stanley to establish a capital plan, the fire department put down our needs projected through 2025 and estimated a lot of the repairs, their upgrades and replacements for both equipment and some vehicles. And as Al brought up with the having a maintenance plan, that's where I am in. The biggest chunk of the capital request I have is replacement of the fire engine and upgrading to a serious rebuild to other existing fire engines to bring us into where we should be mechanically and have operating pieces of equipment. Because we have two engines that are running the line right now that if they were your children, the Lavari graduated college. The age of the vehicles are in the mid-20s. We've got the full lifespan of them as a frontline piece of equipment. We need a new frontline piece of equipment to replace that, to put them in reserve and get rid of one that is becoming a maintenance hangar queen, so to speak. It's costing more to keep it than it's worth. So we're looking to trade that in, upgrade to a new vehicle that will keep the department for the next 25 years. We have some repairs and modifications in Station 1 in my capital. Basically, it's an upgrade to our existing bathroom so we can split it so we have a female and a male side since we have female employee now with more perceived in the future as the testing process goes through. It's not acceptable to have one single bathroom and rotating people through the sign and the door. We want to make sure we have two separate facilities that are able to be used by all members without having any inconvenience of waiting until one person's done or the other person gets through putting their gear away in the morning and whatnot. And that is basically the largest part of my capital requirements coming up. There's some tools and some upgrades on some medical equipment that have reached its lifespan. And again, as we get a little further into this time frame, 2023, it's time to replace our third ambulance, which will be at that point 17 years old. And it will no longer be rated by the state as an emergency vehicle.
That's the Trauma E-350 Trauma.
Yes. And we get maximum yield out of those vehicles because it can't be used as an ambulance. Our last ambulance transferred over to the water department. Now it's their frontline water meter truck, correct? And they painted it up. It fits their needs with compartmentalization, open cab in the back for storage of equipment, and it's better than what they were riding around in before. So we try to take our vehicles while they still have some life and disseminate them out to the city departments that can use them. And that's really the ambulance. A staff SUV will replace one that's a 2006. Which one of us drives a 2006 vehicle? Mm-hmm. Because it costs too much money to maintain it.
Right.
That's where I am on my capital. I have an explanation of each need. Documented, I gave the commissioners and the mayor. There's one in your mail slot. And available for any questions about anything I requested. As for the old bonds, that money that was out there, the department didn't have a lot on the books, but we pretty much exhausted everything that was there from 2017. I went over line item by line item with Al, and we were able to take most of that money and put it back into the system as they thought of, but we're not going to do it.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions from Tim, the mayor?
I reviewed this earlier today, and everything, like you said, is line item. There's no badness. It's all stuff that's required payments and required updating for the city state.
A lot job it is truly to meet the requirements of the NFPA standard for age of not only vehicles, but our hose, our airbags, and rotational plans. So in 15 years, when our air bottles have reached the end of their lifespan, you don't have to buy 80 new air bottles at once. Plan is to start buying 80 a year, 5 years down the road.
It's a quick read, and you can see it's all justified. My question would be that this 2020 at 114 is built into your number,
correct?
And we're looking at 3/6/21, right? So we got.
Yeah, when I wrote this, I didn't know what he wanted me. I put 2020 was the year I was writing.
Just saying, we'll get it, you know, put an eye here.
Right.
This is covered in a non-increase in capital, not to apply next year's difference for us.
Well, yeah, and also, again, it's a lot of things what he had in there was for maintenance vehicles.
Right.
If we get a maintenance plan, we'll know exactly what those numbers are instead of an estimate.
That's true.
Yes, we're not trying to do.
Yeah.
And then we'll know exactly what we need to do in the future.
Fixed costs.
Exactly.
In there, under my line under the apparatus refurbishment, I put down, well, I believe the total was 125 for sending out two engines for complete rebuild. That is from the ground up. New brakes, new chassis, everything's replaced. And then we'll get another 10 or 15 years out of those vehicles.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. I think that's it with capital. Ray, do you have any data? No? All right. So the following items are scheduled to do. If you guys, you need to be here for anything else?
I have two.
Okay.
There are two resolutions, I believe, on the agenda.
Okay.
I can stay for if we're doing a discussion.
One's Hampshire, what's the other one?
Hampshire change order, and then there's a pipe repair behind Quadra Stonewall pump station. The outfall, if there's three bolt right there.
Yes. No, we'll talk about that on Tuesday.
Yes, that's a $36,000.
I can. If you want to, there's no need for you to stay. Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ernie, you got anything for us?
I'm going to hang out.
All right, thank you. So the following items are scheduled for action this evening in the regular portion of our commission meeting. We'll adopt our minutes from August 13th for the regular meeting. We have no ordinance introductions. Two public hearings on ordinance adoptions and ordinance adoptions. 2020-017, ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, amending Chapter 214, Vehicles and Traffic, Part 2, Article 13, Meter Schedules. We'll have a public hearing on that. Any discussion, Tim? Ray, we're good? The second one will be 2020-018, which is amending Chapter 38, Police Department, deleting in its entirety Section 3810, Deputy Chief of the Code of the City of Ventnor. And we'll go into resolutions. We will adopt these by consent. Resolutions 2020-273 through 299. First is resolution 2020-273, authorizing closing out of escrow accounts. That's for the planning board, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's for the our escrow funds that their projects are over.
Right. Gotcha. And then there's the next one, item 274, same thing, closing out escrow accounts. There's the next one, third one, too. A lot of escrow accounts.
Cleaning
up. Yep, cleaning up a lot of stuff that gets back to, you know, once the project's done and they haven't extended those review fees, they go back to residents.
He's been sitting here for years, that's what I'm trying to.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like some of it are like literally $5. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I'm looking at some of these. $220, $50, yeah. $120, $720. That's a big one.
$0.04.
Yeah.
$0.33.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I had Sarah go through all these and pull them.
Yeah, that way. That.
Yeah, and it's why keep the account open.
Right. It costs us more keeping it open.
Exactly. So I'm trying to. And some of this money goes to the city. It's the interest.
Does it? Okay. Yes.
Really? Yeah.
All right. Resolution 276, approving the 2020-2021 liquor license renewal for Big A Property Holdings LLC. It's a pocket license. It's not operating right now. It's a renewal of a retail distribution license. You'll see a lot of these are, it's a renewal time. 277 is the same. It's the renewal license for Metro City Liquors and Wines. 278 is a resignation from Tom Hewitt. He was our peer master. He went back to teaching. But we understand he's coming back next summer, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Just going back to the school year.
Does he really have to resign if he's coming back?
No, he wants to.
Yeah. We'll have to check that.
I will.
Yeah, I think Sue was going to ask him if he was coming back or what his thought he was planning for.
Okay. Resolution 279 is, this is what Mr. Stinson was talking about. It's awarding a contract for bulkhead sinkhole repair on Harvard Avenue and Fulton Avenue. It's along West Canal. The amount of $36,250 to Pioneer Pipe LLC. Next is 280, Resolution 280, authorizing temporary employment of Kristen McVeigh. FTD.
Court,
sorry, that's right. I apologize. Okay. Resolution 281, authorizing refund to Dominic Herrera.
Was there a planning board application?
Yes. You know what? I will kind of explain that a little bit. They came before the planning board, and it turned out they did not need the relief as we got into the discussion. And we authorized that their application fee and their engineering review fees, escrow fees, would be returned from them. And Roger McLaren was nice enough to kind of waive his couple hundred dollars fees that he would have gotten out of it to return to them, because they really shouldn't have had to come to the board. Resolution 282 is the amending the Metro City municipal budget by the insertion of special item of revenue and appropriation from the state, the New Jersey Municipal Alliance Grant, fiscal year 2021, the amount of $3,570.60, and cash match and in-kind amount of the same, totaling $7,141.20. Good there? The next three, I think these are police officers, Jeff? That's four.
Yeah, that's a reduction because of the year being shortened by the state. So that's, right. And this is the amount of the reduction.
Right. Thank you.
All right, let's see, we're on item K. Resolution 283 is authorizing full-time employment for Dominic Montanaro. The next one, 284, is authorizing full-time employment for Alec Fendrick. Tim, these are
police officers.
Special police officers being promoted full-time?
They're new hire.
New hire, okay.
For vacancies.
Vacancies, gotcha. But they've been working for us part-time before, right?
No. These are all new hires.
What?
Yes, Doc?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I thought, because I know I've met late.
Yes, number one is actually a training trained officer we're getting and designing the position. Number two and three, Alec Fendrick and Blake Ballin. They are class students. They are going to the Football Waiver Academy, and they will be on the student much quicker. And the fourth is Chelsea Barnes. And she's in great shape. We look forward to her. She's going to have to go to the full academy at the Atlantic City Police Academy, Atlanta County.
Thanks,
Chief.
I hate to do this, but the person resigning from Camden County, how long have they been there? Because then it gets into the issue where we have to reimburse them for training expenses.
Yeah, that's not enough, because it's not what you think it is. He's on our list. He is on our list, and he's resigning the position. So anything that happens should fall on him, not us. He's been there for a couple of years now. So
he has been in Camden County for a couple of years?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So when you're wrong, hold on, it doesn't mean you're not going to do something.
Hey,
no, it's not.
He's coming off of civil service, correct?
Yeah, I understand that, but none of the officers that we got from Camden were, they resigned the position. They were all on our list. So it wasn't like we went and started it from Camden. Okay. That's not the case. That's not what I know.
That's
right. Good
point.
Under group and Fendrick and Ballin. Two of them did. Fendrick and Ballin both worked for us.
Oh, great.
Okay, we're good?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 287 is approving 2020-2021 liquor license renewal for Fan Camp Inc., which is White Star Liquors. They've done a nice job renovating the inside of it. Have you been in there lately? They're fixing it up. It looks nice. Doing a nice job. 288 is a cancellation of grant fund receivable balances and reserve unappropriated balances. Now, can you go through that a little bit?
Yes. These are grants that have been on the books since probably, I'd say, mid-2000 mostly. Also, it's grants that, for instance, we had an NJDOT grant, and the project was, we got awarded $250,000, for instance, and the project's over, and we only spent $200,000, so it's $50,000 left, so I'm canceling the balance that's left.
Okay.
Also, like, there's some grants that don't exist anymore that were still on the books that I'm canceling and preserving. And again, this is all, I gave the list to our auditor before I submitted this, and he said that's fine. The list I gave.
Okay. Next, item Q is resolution 289, is the authorizing hiring of part-time school traffic guards. Should I read the names off? Or?
Yeah.
You can, right? Peggy Limbo, Natalie Clark, Ronald Rhetoric, Joseph Ionello, Joseph Vassallo, and alternates Lillian Santiago and Adriana Torres. Back to school. We have a resolution 290 authorizing a refund of tax overpayment. $1,856, looks like, yeah.
Right, what happens is the mortgage company paid and the title company paid the same.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That happened to me once when I refinanced.
It happens, occasionally. Yeah. It's, you just have to refund it back to the title company and then give it back to the person.
Yep. 291 is also approving a liquor license renewal in 2020-2021 for J. Sitkatar LLC, Community Liquors. Couple more PD resolutions. 292 is appointing Hami Quiñones as temporary police sergeant. 293 is Mark Supram as temporary police sergeant. 294, Mario Lima as temporary police sergeant. We're all good there, Chief?
Yes, it's going to help us fill our new 8-hour shift temporarily until we get the manpower back up. We're trying to move the 12-hour shifts hopefully by the beginning of next year. So this is going to save us a bunch of overtime at a much lower rate cost to the city. So it's a win-win for us.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 295, authorizing a refund of water and sewer overpayment. Self-explanatory. 296 is authorizing a change order number one for the reconstruction of Hampshire Drive. We'll pull this one up because this is a little bit detailed. Ed was talking about that as well. So Hampshire Drive was started out as a paving and reconstruction project. We had sewer collapse in the middle of all that happening. So we had to go out and redesign that sanitary sewer. Main and lateral is going out. In the meantime, we also replaced all of the water services, right, Eric?
That's correct, sir.
And then, right before we're getting ready to finish things up, we find a storm drain that was aluminum, corrugated aluminum pipe, that is basically completely rotted out. So you don't want to pave a new road and have that underneath because you end up having sinkholes. So it's being designed now, and we'll go back out to bid and get that done as quickly as possible. Not out to bid, we're going to add it to this contract. We're going to get that done and do the street correctly. So that is, we awarded a $505,000 contract. This would be a change order request of $112,000, greater than 20% of the contract, but we think there's going to be some reduction in the number of water service laterals that will bring us under that 20% that we're allowed to go to. So we should be good with that. Hampshire will be a really nice street when it's finished. So, and have all the utilities, new pavement, new storm drain, will be good. 297 is refund of community building room rental and security fee, self-explanatory. 298, closing out of old escrows again. And the last resolution is 299. Couldn't get the 300 because of this. You know? We went through the alphabet.
Yep.
Gonna be a lot of signing next week. Approving 2020-21 liquor license renewal for Vent of Spirits, which is by right liquors out at the plaza. All good there? Okay. We'll have approval of bills and payroll. We'll have any discussion items, Tim?
No.
Mayor, do you have anything?
No, I do not. I'm good. Thank you.
Just a couple of things to discuss. I had a phone call today with Congressman Van Drew, representatives from the Department of Transportation, Atlantic City Councilman Jesse Kurtz, and some representatives from Senator Brown's office with regard to West End Avenue and Wellington Avenue and the flooding that happens there pretty much on a monthly basis. Congressman Van Drew had put this together. Coordinated the meeting. No one from the county was on the call, which was disappointing. They must have missed a date or something. It's their road. So when the DOT found that out, they basically indicated that they're going to have to get the county involved and get them to come up with a project. There's funding sources through the state and through the local municipal aid that we use a lot. We use that every year for projects. This project, nuts and bolts of it, what the DOT is doing right now is going to fix that intersection. Fix might be a strong term. They're going to do some repairs to that intersection so it won't flood as much. Basically, they're going to build a bulkhead along that that waterway there, the way as you come off Route 40 all the way out onto the West End. That will help some of that flooding. It does not help. This is our evacuation route. It's our down beach evacuation.
That's why it's important.
It's very important. That's why I think Congressman Van Drew got involved. Jesse was good in the meeting, he was trying to hold DOT's feet to the fire, and they kept saying, it's not our road. Our responsibility stops at the end of our right of way. So that was a little disappointing, but the congressman did say, look, we're going to circle back, because anything that the county would do would have to tie into the state's work. And they have mechanisms for funding for it. There's three different funding sources they talked about that the county can apply for, that we can apply for. And our money wouldn't be used at that location. We would do something down closer, you know, obviously even better, down closer to the plaza as you come into our community. As we know, that street flood's bad. So stay tuned. We're going to reschedule another call and get the county. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to Creole Formica, Creole Risley, those guys, and talk to them, pardon me, about them. They've got to start maintaining this road, make sure we have better access out of the island. I did mention to the group that was on the phone call that the county has a plan, has a project, but that's for handicap ramps and intersections and traffic control signals, not, you know, elevating the street. So I don't want to go do something or have the county, state, and the municipalities do something that doesn't include, you know, at least managing for these traffic signals. You don't want to put them in.
Right.
And if you elevate the street, you have to do it again. So it's something that we'll have to coordinate. Ed was mentioning the beach replenishment. One of the things I'm going to reach out to, and I spoke to Jim Rutella, and we'll get the congressman on another phone call, which is not the appropriate time, is to talk about fixing the problem instead of just dumping sand in front of, you know, where it scallops out. We have about a 15 block, 12 block section that every 2 years, it's significantly eroded. The dune, the roads, that's fine. That's what it's supposed to do. That's what does it everywhere else. But for whatever reason, the reason is the two piers.
The piers.
Our pier and Margate's pier, it scallops out between those two.
Scallop out.
And that's what's costing us more money this year, is that scalloping. Because it's more volume, more sand.
Right.
They will probably, the plans I saw in the meetings that we've had, They will do very little north of the pier, east of the pier. It will be significant backfill for Beachville coming south.
Right, between the piers.
Between the piers. That bid went out. It was awarded to Great Lakes, which is the dredge you see out off Ocean City.
Yep.
So they will move that up here, we're going to finish there. Sometime, they really don't have a timeline on it, but in the fall. What's kind of interesting about it is one of our local Lansing High School graduates, and Ventnor resident, J.C. Craig, and she went to the University of Florida to be a coastal engineer. She got a job right out of school with Great Lakes, and she will hopefully be on that project.
Huh.
That's kind of neat. She was a sandy survivor, as they call it.
Right.
Her house was damaged and elevated. She's a smart kid, top of class in AC, wanted to be a coastal engineer because of what happened to her and her family.
Wow.
So it was really, really neat to see that come around.
Yeah.
And she's been working down in South Carolina for a while, based out of Chicago, but she's been working down there. She hopes to be assigned to this project, so kind of neat.
Yeah, very neat.
That's kind of what I have for discussion. Well, I guess we'll go into our public portion. I have a motion to open the public portion to discuss items that have been discussed so far this evening.
Motion open the public portion.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, anybody wishes to speak, please let Mr. Pat Manowski know, either by raising your hand in the in the Zoom meeting. No one's here live, but if you're on the Zoom call, please let us know that you want to ask a question.
And if the public wants to speak, the person here, Section 9457504, do you wish to speak on any item that are being discussed?
Malcolm Jim?
Yeah, Mr. Lipsky,
Okay. Please state your name and address and have your questions for us, Derek.
My apologies, I can't speak. I'm from the precinct in the start.
Okay, thank you. All right, seeing no more comments, Jim, nobody else?
No.
We'll close the public portion at this time. Can we do a motion for that?
Motion to close public portion.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We'll close, and we will close the, also a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and open the regular portion.
Motion to close workshop and open the regular meeting.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll call to order our regular meeting, Ventnor City Commission, August 27th. First item on the agenda is the approval of our regular meeting minutes from August 13th. Motion, please.
Motion to approve minutes August 13th, 2020.
Second motion.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Abstain.
Okay. So we have no ordinance introductions. We have a public hearing on ordinance 2020-17. We have a motion to open the public hearing on that ordinance.
I make a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2020-017.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, anyone wishing to speak on this ordinance, please make yourself known to Jim Papanowski, and we will take your questions.
Any members from the public wish to speak?
Okay, thanks, Jim. The motion to close.
Sorry, motion to close public hearing.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion to adopt ordinance 2020-017.
Ordinance to adopt 2020-017.
Second motion.
Roll call, please, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes.
Need a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance 2020-018. the Chapter 38 Police Department, deleting its entirety, Section 3810.
Make a motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-018.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have a public hearing now open on this ordinance. Anyone wishing to speak, please state your name and first make it known you want to speak or ask a question, and please state your name.
You have a public hearing to speak on this ordinance.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Motion to close public hearing, ordinance 2020-018.
Make a motion to close public hearing.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ask for a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-018.
Make a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-018.
Second motion.
Roll call, please, Lisa.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes.
And we have resolutions by consent, 2020-273 to 2020-299. Motion, please.
I make a motion to adopt resolutions by consent, 2020-273 to 2020-299.
Second motion.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes.
Al, could you give us our bills and payroll, please?
The bill list for this meeting is $5,457,279.08, majority of that's the county and school payments.
Gotcha.
And the payroll for the period is $608,007.08.
A motion to approve bills and payroll as stated by our CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll stated by our CFO.
Second motion.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes.
Okay. Announcement, safety report, anything, Tim?
Summer winding down, but I think we're looking for probably an extended summer. We've had a little discussion on keeping more beaches open. Keeping within budget to have spread out a few more beaches this summer. So we'll post that once we come to a decision.
Good. I think that's a good idea. I think there's still people here, a lot of people staying.
Right. So,
just a couple of comments. I missed stating at the beginning, the farmer's market on Fridays will be extended to end of September. Been very successful. It's really well run. We will be the only one that extends through September. I think we'll be the first to do it anyway. We're the first to open. We're going to be the last to close.
Yeah. I mean, kudos again to Penny and Andy for handling it in a way that is socially distant and safe every time you go there. And the vendors are selling out, but when you go there, you don't feel you're outdoors, and it feels more safe and comfortable than you go into a grocery store.
I completely agree. We try and get there every week. Boomer needs a street, so we have to get there for the dog vendors. But it's just, their volunteers are just so well organized there. They've had rain events where they've delayed opening and then opened.
Right.
They've even added to the concert nights, which I think is a plus.
Absolutely.
And it seems to be going really, really well. I think that's it. Just be aware that Saturday, which I mentioned it before, we're going to have some heavy rain coming through the region. The concert, as I mentioned, I'll just mention that again, is being moved from Saturday to Sunday, starting at 5 at the farmer's market, and then the concert starts at 6 with the Flynns at 8 p.m. with the Burnsiders. So we'll open it up to the public. I have a motion to open the public. Comment on anything this evening?
Motion to open to the public.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you have anybody there?
Anybody from public wish to speak? If you look at your phone number, you have 69457 to the record. You can speak on the panel to the public comment.
Okay. Motion to close, please.
Motion to close public portion.
favor?
Aye.
No executive session, Tim, correct?
No executive session, correct.
Mayor, I forgot to ask you if you had any comments or reports on anything.
No, I think, other than, I think we have surprisingly set the summer, considering in the middle of a pandemic. I was, we tried to revenue, I was experienced with all the numbers today, and we're at third from last year, so I was in somewhat of a panic, so the revenue coming in over the summer, especially the week, I just sort of, my little thing that I watched back today. And I think the outdoor dining, I think we as the commission, we gave the businesses and land use and all that labor in contact with their restaurant, and every time I drive anywhere in the city, I mean, they are just hopping, so. That would be something we'd like to coordinate, so that will have on the date set for.
We're going to do that in September.
Yeah, we're going to extend it in September, Mayor.
Lisa's already working on it, she's going to manage the governor's language.
Great, so I think overall, I'm pleasantly surprised that our summer looked the way it has. I think we were all a little nervous, and what's really about it, I just think, I know the restaurant, from what I can see, I think they did well, I'm really looking to meet you well, and I know our beaches were very crowded, but hey, it's a beautiful piece of nature, so. That's it.
Good. Thank you, I agree, the restaurants, I mean, there was a learning curve.
Yeah.
We had some bumps in the road, but I think I reached out to the ones that we were having some concerns with, from a blocking sidewalk standpoint, we met with them, or I called them, and they've been pretty good. They've been trying to clean out a little more, that's a problem, it's windy,
I think we need to get ahead of it for next year.
Yeah.
You know, have a little bit of like an after action, find out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and I want to do,
bring them in.
So other communities actually require applicants to get, a permit and provide us insurance. We did that for the first time this year, for ones that were not doing it in the past, so I think that's something we should keep on doing. Few dollars, just something to cover the cost of managing.
Right. Just to sort of memorialize it.
Exactly.
A little more than anything else, like a document.
And make sure we have those insurance that covers us for anything in those areas.
Right. But maybe we can use that session as a brainstorming to make next.
Yeah, so we go
to the
restaurant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think the restaurant that they would love to continue it with or without COVID have the extra outdoor seating ability, so I guess that's something that we
Well, the sidewalks are fine, parking lots are fine, I guess, because they work around the parking issue that the one that's using her, and that's.
Which is very interesting when parking is such a hot topic.
Yeah. A lot of people are walking.
Yeah.
A lot of people walking, riding bikes. So it's been good. I mean, Cheryl has done a great job there. Red Room has done phenomenal in what they're doing after a couple early hiccups, like you said. I don't think that, Santucci's will be able to keep that in the street after this is over.
A little overpowering.
Yeah, and I think hopefully when this is over, they'll have seating inside. They won't need it.
Right.
Hopefully that comes sooner than later, that we'll be able to have some of these places open up inside. So it's been certainly a challenging summer, but I think for the most part, our residents have stepped up and rolled with those punches. It's inconvenient for everybody, but I think we had to keep these businesses in our community running.
Right.
If we didn't do something, we would have lost some of these restaurants.
Good question. They still took a lot of pain.
We'll sit down and I've talked to Cheryl at Annette's, and she wants to make that space permanent outside. And we're like, all right, come to the planning board, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
That would need a site plan to make it permanent. But under the pandemic, we were able to work with these applicants and these restaurants and get it done, the way we had to.
Necessity's mother of invention. I think that's what these restaurants are going to find out. If they
agree,
if they get 25 or 50%, they can grow their,
Some of them, Room included, has more outdoor seating now than they ever had inside.
Right.
It's great.
Right.
You can get in there. I can see it in some of the, you guys know my other hat in the city, some of the small shops in AC are coming in to do it.
Yeah.
And it's great. They had a great empanada challenge. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah.
I was able to try a couple of them, and it's neat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the silver lining of the job.
That's right.
Agreed. Agreed.
It's always a silver lining. That's what I was trying to say. I think we had a hell of a summer thus far, overall, so.
Yeah, well, it's worked on something, actually.
Yeah, I agree. All right, motion for adjournment, if there's nothing else?
I just want to say thank you to Jim Pakowski. This is a good session with.
Absolutely.
We got to say, you really nailed it, Jim.
You did a great job, Jim.
So we're going to get the planning board back doing it this way too.
The combination of Zoom and live has been pretty, it's been seen.
I think this is the way we do this from now on.
No question. Thanks, Jim.
Does that mean you guys don't want me to do this?
No, you're coming.
That's on you.
We missed your pretty face, Mayor.
Thank you. Next week, I will be there in the chamber, I promise.
Great.
All right. Motion for adjournment, please.
Motion for adjournment.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Meeting adjourned 6:37.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks, Tim.